Monday after 7, Farah Thomason has a front page exclusive in The Age this morning about police body cameras. The three essential things that are being asserted are, one, that police can deactivate those cameras whenever they choose, that police can edit the footage ahead of court cases, and that police can limit complainants' access to the images. Wayne Gatt, Secretary of the Victorian Police Association. Wayne, good morning to you.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Good. Is that true?
No, I don't think it is, actually. I think what you're looking at is another advertisement in a string of advertisements from The Age to support a legal firm who's making a living out of, I think, attacking police accountability. So we're really disappointed with the content of this article on the basis that they've failed to include one of the basic assertions that we provided them in commentary yesterday, and that there have been no cases in Victoria, not one, that we're aware of, where the use of body-worn camera has been questioned, or the activation of which has been questioned. And on that basis, we say this article's without any substantial fact or basis. It's hardly independent journalism, Jim.
Let us ask the first question. Can police deactivate their body-worn cameras whenever they choose?
No, they can't. And there are strict policies that govern when it should be activated. There are clearly times when the community itself would not want police to be recording certain interactions. And on that basis, there has to be some discretion left in the hands of officers to ensure that the privacy of both officers and the privacy of the people that are being recorded is respected. For example, when police are conducting intrusive searches or searches of people, you would think that they are situations where not everybody would want that recorded. This is not a black or white situation as it's being portrayed in this article. There has to be shades of grey for that reason.
Can they edit the footage ahead of a court case?
They can't edit footage ahead of a court case. They can provide redacted footage to court. Of course, if you have 30 or 40 minutes of recording, of which 10 or 15 minutes is relevant to the proceedings, then that's the material that should be provided. If you have issues or instances that are recorded that might compromise police methodology, for example, if a covert operative, for example, was recorded and that was something that for security reasons needed to be protected, then that could be redacted. But the notion that police can just willy-nilly redact, alter, almost for nefarious purposes, is a real slight on the integrity of police officers in Victoria.
Can you restrict the defendant or the accused access to all or any of this material?
Well, it's a matter of full disclosure. So where it's being relied on, as you'd well know, gents, where any evidence is being required by the defence, there is a requirement for police to provide full disclosure and proper disclosure of that evidence. That does not stop because it's body-worn footage. But of course, there has to be some discretion to allow us to provide the appropriate evidence. You know, an hour's worth of recording, 5 minutes or 10 minutes of which is relevant to the proceedings, is what would be applied to the brief of evidence. But that's no different to say that you would only provide evidence that is relevant to a prosecution in any event. You pick and choose. It has to be relevant to the matters in question.
Wayne, we thank you. Wayne Gatt, Secretary of the Victoria Police Association. I guess the question remains in the air, what if you had a dishonest policeman? What is a dishonest policeman able to do or not do?
And who decides what is relevant?